What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news so people believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to play?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm feeling like my best self. How are you feeling, Tim?
I'm feeling like this is the best day of the month for me as well.
This is our favorite positive news stories of June 2025. We're already halfway through the year, Tim. How does that make you feel?
Like this year went by faster than any other year, for sure.
Yeah, the older you get, the faster they go by. For sure, 100%. These are just our favorite positive news stories of the past month. We understand that most of our listeners listen to this first for the first time, so that's why we do these episodes. But these are just our opinion. 100% go back and listen to the episode so you can decide what your favorite positive news stories of the month are. Tim, you want to start with your first one?
Absolutely. My first favorite story of the month goes all the way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're talking about the Steel City Twins, Major and Mekki Muhammad. Their story was awesome because they had an amazing mother who decided, you know what? I want to teach you guys about entrepreneurship. And if you guys want to start a business, I will help you and guide you, but you have to put in the work. And that's exactly what they did. They put together a lemonade stand for their community. And instead of selling it for a dollar a cup, a quarter a cup, or anything like that, it's strictly donation based so they can continue to grow their company and everybody in the community can get that experience that they're offering, which they're offering sunshine in a cup. A 10 out of 10 idea that I think is amazing, not only by their mother who's letting them do all of the work, but also by the twins who are only 6 years old, who are learning about entrepreneurship and who are also brightening up everybody's day, just like you and I do here on the airways, JP.
Oh, look at Tim. See, one of the things I like about the best of is that it exposes your biases for what kind of stories you like. For both of us and all the listeners too. Because all of mine this month that were my favorite were people overcoming things. So one of my favorite positive news stories comes from Yorkshire about Jimmy Wilson. He used to drink 12 units or 12 pints a day of beer every single day. He was an alcoholic. Ended up having to go to the North Yorkshire Horizons to quit drinking. He was 300, 400 pounds, way overweight. He did so well in the North Shire Horizons that he actually went sober, and then they let him work there. He volunteers and works 5 days a week, where now he helps other people stop drinking. I think that's like the best kind of story. Someone that went through a massive challenge in addiction, ended up losing 200 pounds and is inspiring others to also get over their addiction every day. He's not making a lot of money. It's not like he's not changing the world, curing some disease, but he had a challenge. He was depressed. He was an alcoholic. And now he gets to help people for the rest of his life overcome their issues with alcohol. And I just think that's some of the best stories that you can ever hear in life.
Absolutely. In today's struggles, it's so easy to fall off a good path. So the fact that he fell off, got back on the path, and is helping others, you can't do much better than that, man. We're all about community here on The Positive Truth, so I'm with it.
What do you have for your next favorite positive news story, Tim?
So, JP, I know you had all the dog stories this last month, but one dog story definitely stuck with me. I thought it was amazing because I actually read it and I was like, oh, that's a good story. And then you said it on your side. And I was like, you know what? I should have said that, but it's okay. At least the people got to hear it. I am talking about the beagle that saved the monk. So you remember, JP, this beagle was adopted by this monk because it was too loud. So that's why it was in the shelter. Now this beagle is out for a walk at 1 year old with their toner. And the owner actually ran into a bear. Never happened before in his life. So he was, I'm not sure what to do. But instead of the beagle running, instead of the monk getting ate up by the bear, the beagle did the hero thing. And he started barking like no other and actually chased after the bear. The monk obviously was safe. decided, you know what, we can't leave him out there. Let me go back and find my dog. And that's exactly what he did. Long story short, I thought it was a 10 out of 10 story, JP. The reason why, we hear so many stories about people helping dogs or saving dogs. And then we know a lot of people too that are just animal lovers, but it's rare that we actually get a report of an animal saving their owner. And I thought it was a 10 out of 10 story because of the backstory, him getting adopted, him being too loud in the shelters, won't stop barking. And the barking ended up saving not only his life, but his owner's life. I know they're connected for the rest of their lives. And it made me think of Captain because he's definitely ran up on some cats and stuff whenever I'm around or whenever the kids are around. And I know he's in superhero mode there. So shout out to, what is it, an underdog? That's the only superhero dog that I know right now.
El Capitan. I don't know.
El Capitan.
There's crypto is.
Superman's dog.
Oh,
indeed. Oh. Dang, that was impressive.
I know, right? Still a nerd at heart, pulling stuff out of the hat.
Absolutely. At 40 years old. Good job, bro.
It's 39 and a half. Thank you. One of my favorite things is like, I've never had a dog. They say adopt, don't shop. And the idea is that, like, you can save a life with the adoption, but everyone that adopts is, you know, the dog also, I adopted the dog, but the dog also adopted me, saved my wife. Perfect example right there.
Indubitably.
So we're halfway through. We like to pause if you're new with the positive truth and do this thing we call audio meditation. It's where me and Sam talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. I encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
The Oklahoma City Thunder winning game 7 and us being able to have a parade. That was one of the dopest things ever, even though it was ridiculously hot. But we're basketball fans, so we definitely love our Oklahoma City Thunder. They were able to win the championship game this year. The city had a parade to celebrate it. It was an amazing time. I was only out there for a couple hours, but it was so worth it because who knows when's the next time we're going to win another championship.
Yeah, I went to game 7, Tim.
Trust me, I saw. I was like, oh my gosh. And you had good seats.
Yeah, it was probably the best sports experience of my life. Not even close. The third quarter, I don't know what it was like watching on TV, but the third quarter, no one sat down.
Like, that's what I saw on TV.
Even during the timeouts, they weren't sitting. Like, so like the first half, we were all sitting down during the timeouts. Whenever they started going on the run, it tells you on the shot clock how many minutes until the game starts. It was just constant. And it was so loud in there that I lost my voice by the third quarter. And
nice.
Then the Pacers started coming back, and I was looking at Marco, who I went with. I was like, Marco, we're going to lose.
Oh, I got nervous with you. I did. I did hear the announcer say, this whole entire crowd has stood up the whole third quarter, and it was like 15 seconds left or whatever. I was like, that's got to be amazing. And then I look on
the whole game. But hey, we stood the whole third quarter during the timeouts, too.
That's impressive, man. I saw on your snap that you were there, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's got to be the best like day ever. No questions asked.
It is definitely top sports experience. I went to game 2. Game 2 was great, but because no one sat down the whole game and just like the general intensity of it, hell yeah, this is never going to be topped.
Yeah, as a basketball fan, a game 7 at home in your city and we won, I don't think that can be topped either.
Yeah, so that's also what I'm grateful for. Tim stole mine. We didn't discuss it. But you know what can be topped? An awesome positive news story of a woman overcoming so many things. The human rights lawyer and an ultra runner named Stephanie Cass, I apologize. Stephanie Cass, she hated running whenever she was in school. Because there were kids like us, Tim, who would run all fast and be like, oh, I ran faster than you. And then Stephanie was behind. And then every time she finished, she'd be at the end and all the kids made fun of her because her face would turn red. So she's like, I hate running. I'm never doing this. Then whenever she got older, she was like, oh. Picked it up, started running, enjoyed it, started doing ultra marathons, 100K races, 100-mile races, all that fun stuff, which is a lot. And her races that she does are like in the hills, so they're up and down. But that's not why we did the positive news story about her. It's because she just gave birth to a daughter 6 months ago, hadn't trained, decided to run this ultra marathon, 100-mile race, where she stopped to breastfeed her daughter and still won the race for the women's. And Tim likes a joke that I'm 40, but I'm actually not. I don't know how old we are, but I cannot do that now for sure, 100%. And the fact that she's doing it and a human rights lawyer and a mom, it just goes to show you, like, people can do anything. I should get her age since we're talking about ages. And you know what's funny? She's 39, so just take that.
Oh, take that, world. My favorite part about that story, JP, is the breastfeeding part. I'm not going to lie. Like, I run, and I've been running consistently for about, I don't know, almost 6 weeks now. It's been great, and it's been fun, and I still am not ready to run a marathon, let alone stop running in this marathon to breastfeed my child. If my son fell down while I was running and I'm at like mile 20, I'm probably not going to finish this race. Like, this is my excuse to pick him up, comfort him, and chill. She got back and she started going again. Super inspirational to me. I can't believe I didn't have that in my favorite stories of the month, JP. I do remember you saying it as soon as you brought it up too. 10 out of 10 story by you, sir.
She finished in 16 hours of 100 miles in 16 hours, 53 minutes, 22 seconds, starting 30 minutes behind the first group of elite runners while stopping to breastfeed in the mountains, up and downhill.
It sounds like she should be running with the elite runners, my guy. It sounds like she should be running with the elite runners.
She was pregnant. She couldn't get in the group because she hadn't run recently.
Man.
Yeah.
I bet she can now.
Certain people are just amazing. What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
My last favorite positive news story of the month comes from Charles Perry of Piscataway. He was getting gas around 6 a.m. in Edison, and he suddenly saw a vehicle lose control. Once he saw the vehicle lose control, he immediately knew, I have to do something about it. He had the hero mindset, JP. So he goes outside, he runs to the vehicle, notices it's on fire, breaks in, pulls the lady out, saves her life right before it blows up, just like a movie. I have it all on video here as well, too. The coolest thing about it is the woman was okay, everybody was okay, and he did not hesitate. I loved everything about it, and the reason why it was one of my favorites is because of the visual. Go to the Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook to check out this awesome video shared by News 12 in New Jersey. I thought it was a 10 out of 10 performance by this man, and yeah, I had to talk about it here on the Positive Truth once again.
Already shared the source. We both got to be better at that. Love it, Tim. And
we're trying. We got to get better one day at a time.
My last favorite positive news story is about Haleem Flowers. Whenever he was 16 years old, a day after Christmas 1996, Haleem was not doing the best. He was 16 years old in the streets, Washington, D.C., 5'1", 100 pounds, shooting dice outside, and one of the gang members he was around was like, oh, you should go rob these people to make up money from your dice game. He went in there, tried to rob them, they tried to grab the gun, he left. They heard that, they're like, oh, we got an excuse, and they went in there and they finished the robbery. Haleem got framed for it, got life in prison at basically 17 years old. While in prison, Haleem was like, oh, I've ruined my life because I'm going to be in here until I'm 57. He was crying every day, but then he set a goal. He's like, I'm going to read a book a day. I'm going to write a letter a day. I'm going to do at least one push-up a day and at least one sit-up a day. And while in there, he had someone that helped him, got him books every single day. And he started working on his GED. And then he started sending letters out, reading everything. Ended up learning about the cerebral cortex, about how, you know, your brain's not fully formed when you're young. So he was writing letters to politicians and leaders all over the world. Ended up reading his, ended up changing his sentence. So he got out in 2019. Whenever he got out in 2019, rediscovered his love of art, fashion. Ended up going to a art show, doing one in Oakland, where he was raised when he was really young. Ended up meeting Joe Lacob, owner of the Warriors. Owner of the Warriors ended up getting him hooked up, started a fashion company. Whenever COVID hit, he took his art, started selling those art pieces, and now he's sold millions of dollars worth of artwork, all focused on injustice in the prison system and with youth. And he basically took the worst thing that could possibly happen, being life in jail at 17 years old, and turned it to a positive where now he's a parent and a multimillionaire. And that's pretty impressive, if I do say so myself.
Turn the most negative thing in your life into the most positive is, it seems like it's almost impossible, but then we do stories like that where it's like, hey, you can do this too. So yeah, I loved everything about that story.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Again, we do this twice a week until we decide to do it three times a week or change it up, because more positivity, the better. Usually we end with a quote, but since it's best of, we're going to end with a quote and a parent corner story from Tim. So Tim, what do you have for your parent corner story?
I know it's been a while. Man, it has been a while. So parent corner wise, I now have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old, Leandro and Layla. They are wild as can be, but they're awesome with each other. They definitely love each other. Leandro is talking a lot more now, so he's able to say, let go of my leg, Layla. Leave me alone, Layla. Things of that nature. And then also, he runs up to her thinking he's Spider-Man and likes to fight. I'm trying to think of a funny story that's happened recently, but it's like almost every day something happens where I'm like, what is going on right now?
Funny story? Can you tell the
Please
knee
do.
Story? The knee story with Leandro before you walking. Knee,
whenever he would walk around? So yeah. My son, he's very athletic. Let's just say that at 2 years old. But those first 9-10 months of his life, maybe a year, because it was after a year when he started walking. So he decided he didn't want to walk. He would just stay on his knees. He would not crawl on all four, just get on his knees and just run like that. And he would run everywhere like that. I'm not talking about slowly. That's just how he chose to walk. So whenever people would go to the next room, he would just get on his knees and he would take off. And it happened for so long. He didn't start walking until I think 15 months, so he was a little over a year. He was like that everywhere we went. We went to a lake house. He was walking around everywhere like that. He'll stand up on his feet, but he chose to walk on his knees. It was comical. I remember going to a birthday party, and other moms were like, can I please record him? I think this is so funny. So I was like, man, I hope nothing's wrong with his legs, but he was a knee runner for the longest.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. Like, how do you move so fast on your knees like that, kid?
Yeah, man. That's probably why his legs are so tough now. He can handle it all.
Yeah. God.
Ready, set, go.
Yeah.
Good times.
Eric Porter with times. Tim on the best of. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. The heroes, the real heroes anyway, aren't the people doing things. The real heroes are the people noticing things. So pay attention. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.